On This Day with Gunners and Ally.
It's Monday the 8th of March, and to the birthdays we go.
He's best known for playing the skipper in the 60s TV comedy series Gilligan's Island. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us, but he was born on this day, Alan Hale Jr. Here on Gilligan's
Island. Gerard Kennedy, the Aussie actor today, turns 89 years old. Now, of course, he played... Remind me again, who's Gerard Kennedy?
He played Frank Banner in Division 4 back in the 70s, I think.
Okay, don't know him.
Mickey Dolenz, the US actor, vocalist and sometimes drummer with the Monkees, is today 76.
Carol Bayer-Sager, the American songwriter and singer, is 74 today.
Vocalist with the UK group Bucks Fizz, Cheryl Baker, today is 67. Oh, making your
mind up. Gary Newman, the English singer, had some big hits like this one. He's 63 today.
Aidan Quinn, the American actor, is 62.
You seen Legends of the Fall?
No.
Oh, he was in that with Brad Pitt. Cameron Manheim, the US actress, is 60. She played Eleanor in the TV drama The Practice.
Oh, that was a great series.
It was.
Sean Mullins, the US singer, is today 53.
He just had that one big hit, didn't he?
Yeah, this one. It's a good hit, though.
It is. Angie Hart, the Aussie singer, former lead singer with the group Frente, is 49.
Freddie Prinze Jr., the US actor, is today 45.
He's actually starring in the rebooted Punky Brewster.
Great.
And James Vanderbeek, everyone's favourite Dawson's Creek actor, is 44.
It was on this day in 1912 that Universal Studios was founded. It's now the second oldest movie studio.
I visited that.
Was it good?
It was amazing. In 1959, Groucho, Chico and Harpo Marx made their final TV appearance together.
Muhammad Ali lost his first professional fight when he was defeated by Joe Frazier at Madison Square Garden on this day in 1971.
In 2004, Telstra paid $636 million for the Trading Post.
Yeah, in hindsight, probably not one of their best business investments.
Mm.
Everyone remembers Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. It disappeared en route to Beijing on this day in 2014.
And finally, in 2016, we lost a bit of an Aussie legend with Ross Hannaford, the guitarist with Daddy Cool, died at the age of 65.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 8th of March.